reopening schools after the campfire has been anything but child's play. Michelle John is superintendent of the Paradise Unified School District.
Of our 9 schools, 4 were destroyed completely. All but 1 have major damage. And we know there's no residents up there right now. They cannot get up there.
John and County Superintendent Tim Taylor said the goal has been to reopen schools as soon as possible and as much as possible keep students with the same teachers. That's hard to do when students and teachers from Paradise are scattered across the region.
We are spread out. Families this morning, as we were hugging, and I said, "Where did you come from?" They came from Redding. They came from Red Bluff. They came from Sacramento. And they drove here so their kids could be with their teachers. That's all they've asked of us.
Incoming State Superintendent of Public Instruction Tony Thurman said he tried to personally reassure students with high fives, smiles, and a hearty welcome.
I talked with some second graders and tried to imagine what it must be like to walk into a place that you don't know and watch students as they ran off of the bus to give hugs to those teachers and staff that they recognize.
Some high schoolers have been assigned to a temporary site at the Chico Mall and are assigned an independent study. Officials say they hope to soon announce a new temporary school site, presumably ready for the spring semester. But beyond the hopeful rhetoric, there are plenty of mountains left to move. School funding in California is derived from property tax and average daily attendance. That's the number of students showing up on a given school day. With the vast majority of Paradise in ruins and classes throughout the county canceled for more than 3 weeks, the financial hits are staggering. Outgoing State Superintendent of Public Instruction Tom Torlakson said lawmakers in Sacramento will have to ride to the rescue, a scenario he nearly guarantees.
We will be working on special legislation. Tony Thurman, you met him. He's determined to help get that passed so that the schools will be held harmless. And if there's a drop-off of 25% or whatever the percent is, you will not lose money according to the legislation that I'm backing, and Tony Thurman will be marshaling through the state legislature.
Torlakson anticipates a deal similar to the one offered to Santa Rosa schools after massive fires there last year, with money from the state's general fund tapped to cover the district's needs. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.